Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Melanie Cormody is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News, and either she or Lisa Newell joins us every Thursday morning to talk about what's going on in the paper. Hey, Melanie, welcome back.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. The Benson House Museum is run into a little bit of an issue. Is that right?
Yeah, a little background. The Benson House, the Benson family is one of the founding families of the city of Gulf Breeze. They actually coined Gulf Breeze in 1961 when it incorporated. And they have a home located on Live Oak Street. It's behind Dunkin' Donuts, Chevron, Scooters, in that area.
Okay.
They left in 2007. They left it to the Gulf Breeze Area Historical Society with the intention of them turning it into a museum to showcase Gulf Breeze and its history. And well, the Historic Society, they've, over the past 10 years, they've been renovating it, spent a lot of money, a lot of time and effort. Well, they recently learned that the building actually is not constructionally sound for various reasons. So they have a meeting tonight, and they're going to have to start talking about what to do about it. They might end up just having to sell the property and taking that money and using it for other things. But, I'm not sure what they're going to do about it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, and I guess keeping the project there is not really an option, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to cost tens of thousands of dollars to get the building up to par. And it also has to be self-sustaining, which, you know, it's in theory, it's a cool idea.
Well, you know, a lot of preservation efforts or just a lot of those kind of historical things are just the money is the thwarting. And, you know, if nobody's willing to pay for it and, you know, the money's not there, there just isn't anything you can do. So, bummer.
Yeah.
Student IDs at schools. I saw this story and, you know, honestly, my reaction to all this was when I was growing up as a kid in like K-6, I don't remember us having IDs, although we may have. I don't remember all that well. We definitely all had IDs in 7, 8, junior high, and then in 9 through 12 in high school. And so to me, the idea of having school ID is like a no-brainer, like, oh, ho-hum, big deal. But apparently some people are really opposed to this, right?
Yeah, so the Santa Rosa County District School Board, they're talking about ID cards for kindergarten through 12th grade. And there are a lot of really good practical reasons for having these ID cards for, you know, getting in and out of buildings, for lunch. They're going to use the cards to swipe when you get on and off of a bus, and it'll notify parents.
And you wear it. You're going to wear them in a lanyard, right? It's meant to be out on the top of your attire. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. But some of the reasons why parents and other people are against it, especially for the younger kids, the elementary kids. For safety reasons, they're going to lose their cards, you know, that sort of thing. So, so they're going to talk about it some more in May and perhaps make a decision. But to me, it sounds, especially for the younger groups, it kind of sounds like more for the teachers to keep up with. But
you know, and it's
but
funny.
We'll see what happens.
You know, it's also interesting. Like, I don't have any problem, especially for like 7 through 12. That makes perfect sense to me. But a lanyard is a choking issue, a grab issue, is a fight. I mean, I hate to have to think that way, but I do sort of think that way sometimes. The county has approved the ordinance framework for the speed cameras in school zones, right?
Yes. Now, this is for the county. The incorporated cities in Santa Rosa County, they have to come up with their own ordinance, which the city of Gulf Breeze has already done.
Right.
But starting school year next year, speed cameras are going to be in most county school zones if it's 20 miles an hour or less. They've done a lot of research, and I mean, I think they found that about 40% of all drivers in speed zones are going at least 10 over the speed limit. So the thinking is they do these camera enforced speed zones, and over a certain amount of time, they're expecting to see about a 95% decrease in speeding in these speed zones.
And when does the City Gulf Breeze install those? Do you remember?
The speed cameras aren't installed yet. They're hoping to have the program launched by the beginning of the next school year.
Okay, that's the case. So it's kind of the whole county is supposed to get it. And I know Milton's working on the same exact thing. So we'll see. Finally, Spring Fest is Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's a fun day in the city of Gulf Breeze. It's at the community center this Saturday from 4 to 8. There's going to be a lot of food trucks, a lot of stuff for kids to do, laser tag, rock climbing, vendors. It's just going to be a fun day from 4 to 8.
Outstanding. Hey, hang on for me for a second, Melanie, because I have a question that I want to ask you about something kind of unrelated, but I'm curious to get your feedback on it. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still working that accident on West Fairfield Drive and North Pace Boulevard. It is off to the side of the road, but I'm still seeing some delays both in the north and southbound lanes just right around that area. 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze, seeing a 6-minute delay. And I-10, I-110 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Melanie Carmody from the Gulf Breeze News. Melanie, you know, you and Lisa, I know, have been covering the city's announcement of trying to extend the multi-use path on Shoreline to try to figure out a safe way to get people across that retention pond at Daniel Shoreline, that intersection, Maccabee. And then the eventual, maybe it goes on 98, maybe it goes through between the Harbortown and, you know, the Bahama Breeze or whatever. Bahama Breeze is not the name, but, you know, the bay. Anyway, that's the condo
Bahama
complex.
Bay.
Yeah, and then across, of course, 299. Mm-hmm. But we were also talking about, and it came up in the city council meeting, that they're going to widen, you know, the FDOT is looking seriously at widening Naval Live Oaks to 6 lanes from 4. And that would also mean massive reconstruction of the overpass, the flyover, because that's only built for 4 lanes. And somebody texted me and said something really interesting. He says, I'm just so sick of all this construction. I get it. But, I mean, it feels like when I moved here, you know, 60 years ago, it was a rural area and you drove on roads and you could go where you wanted to go and it just wasn't a big deal. And now it feels like I spend all of my life stuck in traffic dealing with this road construction. It's like the very character of our area has been destroyed by this ongoing problem of renovating the roads. And I thought, you know, that's an interesting observation because I'm used to living in big towns where there's always road construction somewhere. But I don't think he's wrong about that. There's something that as a community you lose when we have to do it, but there's something that's not the right lifestyle when it's always somewhere is under construction, right?
Yeah, I agree. I do think that as far as South Santa Rosa County goes, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, I think that the secret is out and people have discovered what a great area this is, you know, and it's like we can't, the population is coming in and it's like you could ignore it and continue with so many traffic incidences. And
yeah,
like the city of Gulf Breeze, their big thing is pedestrian traffic, bikes, you know, that sort of thing. And I don't know what the right answer is. It is sad seeing your hometown turn into something that you don't even recognize anymore. But the truth is that they're coming. The population is here. I get it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't know what the answer is, but I totally get the frustration. Like, oh, man, you know, 98. Oh, it's finally done. Okay, Naval Live Oaks. It's finally done.
Yeah.
Oh, the overpass. Can we ever just get a minute where we're free of all this nonsense?
And, you know, I live down the highway, so I drive through the Naval Live Oaks every day. And whenever I first heard that they're going to be expanding it, I was like, wow, that's going to be great because the bottleneck is going to disappear.
Yes.
That was my first thought. My second thought was like, oh, that's more orange barrels.
Yeah. And, you know, of all the construction that could ever be done, widening that to 6 lanes is a very easy project because we already have the land, it's cleared and all that. But still, I get it. Anyway, I thought you'd find that interesting. And it's a, you know, kind of where the people are at, which I totally understand. Melanie Carmody, she's the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. Melanie, thanks for the time as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. We'll see you in the breeze.
You bet. 819 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home or doing both, you know, a lot of times you sell one, buy another, or maybe adding a home, a vacation rental, a beach house, you know, a long-term rental, or you just want to move. You know, you're tired of the city, want to live on the beach, tired of the beach, want to live in the country, whatever the case may be, Chris, or, you know, buying your first home or downsizing after your empty nesting, whatever the case may be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with all of that. They sold 209 homes last year. That's unbelievable. That's 4 a week. Every week, week after week, lots of experience, lots of market knowledge, lots of solving problems. You know, the more problems you solve, the more you know how to solve those problems, but you also acquire the skill of solving problems you haven't seen before. You know, and that's what they have. That's why a lot of times they take on people who have had their house listed with other real estate agents once, twice, three, four, five, honest to God, one time, seven times prior, which is amazing. And she sold the house because that's what she does. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty, 786-3996.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, it's another gallery night in downtown Pensacola from 5 till 10. This month, it's a celebration of Navy Days. See gallerynightpensacola.org for more. Enjoy Florida Lighthouse Day at the Pensacola Lighthouse Saturday from 10 till 3. The free event includes games, activities, and fun for the family. Presented by Florida Arts and Culture. See pensacolalighthouse.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
So that was Mrs. Lundegaard on the floor in there. And I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper.
Fargo. It sounded so familiar.
8:24 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David, but it still makes me laugh. That's your accomplice in the wood chipper, right? I feel like we need a little music right now. I don't know. Good music. David Wayne is, it's Weezer, by the way. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Three people are dead after the U.S. military struck an alleged drug smuggling boat in the eastern Pacific. The U.S. Southern Command said yesterday they targeted the boat that they believe was smuggling narcotics and killed three alleged drug smugglers.
Can I pause you for a second? The total number of people that we have killed around the waters of Venezuela is like 170, 180, that vicinity, right?
Right.
And we've been at war against Iran for 40 days. Is that about right? Roughly?
Roughly, yeah.
And the total number of dead on the Iranian side is somewhere in the 3,500 vicinity, right? That's the total number. It's not very high. It's very low for the amount of warfare that we've been engaged in. In fact, that's the reason I wanted to highlight it is because, you know, 200 people almost in these alleged drug boat strikes. And for a war that's, you know, got all the attention that it appropriately deserves, the number of people, that, you know, we've been killing things, right? Facilities and capabilities, and not really people. I mean, even if it's approaching 4,000, in a war of this scale and this scope, you're talking about 100 people a day, maybe, at most. I mean, it's kind of, it struck me as surprising.
Yeah, the damage
has
been very targeted.
To personnel.
There hasn't been a lot of collateral damage.
That's it. And I know a couple of very high-profile, horrible incidents, but in the grand scheme of what war normally means, it's not that. So go ahead, David. Sorry.
Well, Tesla is now investigating after a Texas driver said his self-driving car started driving while he was sitting at a railroad crossing. Joshua Brown said he was stopped at a rail crossing near Dallas last week when his car just suddenly accelerated, broke through the crossing gate, and shot across the tracks, apparently just ahead of an oncoming train.
Well, see, no big deal then.
Yeah. I mean, The car did him a solid. It got him ahead of the
train. Right.
Yeah,
I mean, and it probably saved him time.
And
why would anybody be worried?
Yeah. And nothing to worry about here, nothing to see. And you've been hearing about this on Fox News. A federal jury has found Live Nation and Ticketmaster are acting as an illegal monopoly. The jury announced its decision yesterday after 4 days of deliberations. Live Nation was accused of engaging in anti-competitive conduct, forcing fans to pay higher ticket prices and fees.
Where are my pearls so that I can clutch them in surprise at the notion that they've been operating as a monopoly all this time? Gosh, really? Yes! We all know! It's the least kept secret in the whole universe and abusive on top of that. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. By the way, the whole like number of deaths in Iran thing is, to me, a reminder that when we engage in warfare, we engage in limited, targeted, specific, for a purpose, proportional warfare according to the rules of just war theory. That's why I bring that up, because, you know, if Iran had our capabilities and was doing to us what we are doing to them, how many people do you think would be dead?
Oh, yeah.
Millions.
They wouldn't
right?
hold back.
And that's the point. Look at how we do war, look at how they do war, and then keep that in mind when you talk about the prospect of allowing them a conventional weapons deterrence shield or the prospect of acquiring nuclear weapons. There's a difference. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. I'm not seeing anything that slow you down either, except, that's actually pretty good. I'm proud of you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Very well done. Do I want to, I guess, I don't know. You seen the movie American Pie, John?
Yes.
Do you remember who Nadia was? It's Elizabeth, Shannon Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do. Who, by the way, is, I want to take a guess at her current age.
59.
52. 52. She is now going to go on OnlyFans.
Really?
David's in the other room. He's writing himself a note. What you mean?
What are you
she
talking
says,
about?
I've spent my entire career working in Hollywood where other people controlled the narrative and the outcome of my career. This new chapter is about changing that, showing off a more sexy side no one has seen and being closer to my fans.
Well, you're going to get closer, you're going to control it, all right.
I'm choosing OnlyFans because it allows me to connect directly with my audience, create on my own terms, and just be free.
Well,
not free. I don't think free is, it's not going to be free.
It's not going to be free,
but I really do think this is the future. According to the report, there are a number of other big high-profile folks that are going on to OnlyFans. Carmen Electra, Mia Khalifa, and other. It's...
Come on. Bring it.
It's just a more lucrative way to sell your body to people, right? I mean, that's all it is. It's just you can make a bunch of money.
Control your career.
You can control. I can control the way that I create with honey. You know, like, it just. It's partially a problem of the depraved people who are willing to pay, and it is partially a problem of the depraved people who are willing to sell, and it is partially a problem of the depraved platform that is out there facilitating the two and letting them come together digitally. And so it's just, you know. You know what's funny? there's this long-standing view of America as this place of decadence and horror and terror and, you know, awfulness. The view the Muslims have of America a lot of times. And there are times when I think if we're being really honest, we have to say, yeah, that's us a lot of the time. Not so proud of it.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. War Secretary Pete Hegseth warns Iran, under the U.S. military blockade, you don't control anything.
The United States Navy controls the traffic going in and out of the strait because we have real assets and real capabilities. And we're doing this blockade, performing it with less than 10% of America's naval power.
6 days to the deadline for Iran to make a deal, Hegseth warns, choose wisely. The War Department is locked and loaded. President Trump changes the focus to keeping costs down during the war, visiting the home of his popular no tax on tips policy, Las Vegas, then Arizona. The Pope and the president still sparring.
Jesus told us, blessed are the peacemakers.
Pope Leo in Cameroon saying, woe to those who manipulate religion in the name of God for their military. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, looking like a beautiful morning. We've got 68 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies, and we're going to get a look at our full forecast up in just a few minutes. Pensacola's housing picture is changing fast. And officials say nearly 800 new units are coming online in downtown alone. That's going to be over the next 24 months. Mayor D.C. Reeves says that surge in supply will be good news for renters all across the board.
If there are more units available, then that's going to help control pricing. And so that's why you always hear me say we need housing at every level, from affordable, attainable, homeless transitional, all the way to market rate, because that starts to help control rent costs.
And Reeves says developments are bringing one development with 300 units, another with another 300 units next door, and then the Hard Rock project, which would include a multifamily component. He says the city's also launching a new pilot program to incentivize small-scale affordable developments of 2 to 5 units, which he says will target gaps that larger incentive programs just aren't able to reach. Well, here in about 30 minutes, the city of Pensacola and Escambia Board of Commissioners are meeting to discuss the future of the Pensacola Bay Center. That meeting starts at 9 a.m. today. They'll be focusing on potential renovations and presentations from Legends Global and WT Partnership, and also the potential convention center. So we'll be following that meeting here throughout the day and bring you information on that as soon as we can. A Century man's headed to federal prison after investigators say they found illegal weapons and explosives at his home. 27-year-old Joshua Dean Hardy was sentenced to 4 years behind bars on multiple federal firearms charges. According to court records, Hardy was already being investigated when deputies found an unregistered silencer during a traffic stop in 2023, then after Hardy accidentally shot himself last July. They expanded that investigation, searched his home, and found another unregistered silencer, homemade explosives, and a firearm with the serial number removed. That case was investigated by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, along with the Escambia Sheriff's Office. Well, it's going to be a busy election cycle. Chris Bryan says the latest candidate running for governor is from Pensacola.
Florida's 2026 governor's race just hit 45 candidates, setting a new state record and more than doubling the previous high of 21 back in 2018. That was the year, by the way, Governor DeSantis was first elected. The latest person throwing their hat in the ring is Republican Daniel Nokovich from Pensacola. DeSantis is ineligible to run again this year due to term limits. Former Speaker of the Florida House and gubernatorial candidate Paul Renner will be live today, 4:35 on Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, speaking of Governor DeSantis, he's delaying the special session he called from April 20th until April 28th. He also now wants that session to cover artificial intelligence and vaccine exemptions, in addition to congressional redistricting. The governor wants lawmakers to pass an AI Bill of Rights and expand vaccine exemptions for school districts. The session would wrap up no later than May 1st. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're a new accident that just happened on, let's see here, Brent Lane and, nope, take that back. Oh, boy. Here we go. The computer's working again. All right, never mind. That accident is now gone, not seeing anything to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
It's like magic, John. You mention it and it goes away.
It goes away just like that.
You're good news like that. It's 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at some beautiful sunny skies today. Temperatures will warm up into the upper 70s and low 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 60s. Heading into Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 81. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Going into Saturday, sunny skies again, high near 82. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Partly cloudy. We've got 68 degrees right now in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, 66 also in Milton. And your money now this morning, taking a look at our opening numbers on Wall Street. The Dow is up just under 0.4%, 180.25 points at 48,643.96. S&P is up about 0.25 points this morning at 7,033.28. The NASDAQ is down just a bit at 24,722. Looking at the 10-year bond rate, we are down just a bit, 4.27% today. Gold prices up 17.30 at 48.4090. Silver up 8 cents at 79.71. Looking at that oil price today, it is up about 0.75%, 91.99 a barrel. Bitcoin is down $229, $74,747. Fewer Americans than expected found themselves filing for first-time unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says it received 207,000 new claims for the week ending April 11th. It's a drop of 11,000 from the previous week's revised total. Most analysts had predicted today's number would come in higher at around 215,000. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is urging the Trump administration to wrap up its investigation into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Thune said on Wednesday that ending the probe would clear the way for confirming President Trump's nominee to replace Powell. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Tillis says he'll block the nominee unless the investigation is resolved. A jury's found Live Nation and its subsidiary Ticketmaster guilty in a high-stake antitrust trial. The initial complaint brought by the Department of Justice claimed that Live Nation monopolized the industry by controlling ticketing, concert booking, venues, and promotions. The lawsuit alleged the company engaged in anti-competitive conduct, causing fans to pay higher fees, giving artists fewer options for touring, and coercing venues to use Ticketmaster. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you believe the destination is the journey, you'll love exploring the all-new 2026 Subaru models. Like the all-new 2026 Subaru Outback, strikingly redesigned with sharp lines and more edge, and now with financing as low as 1.9% for 48 months. Or how about the roomy Subaru Crosstrek or the family-sized Ascent? Finance either one for 2.9% for an amazing 75 months, and the long-lasting and capable Subaru Forester. Drive one home for only 1.9% financing for 75 months. All come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take on every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Crosstrek Ascent and Forester. Love is out there. Find it in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791 or online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show discussing everything from registration to graduation and so much more. And did you know that 91% of PSC students graduate loan-free? Learn more today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with guests from Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Spring is here. Oh, yeah. And it's time to warm things up with the new slow smoke menu at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether it's our brisket grilled cheese, the hot link loaded Mac, or the amazing new peach cobbler egg rolls, you're sure to love them. Maybe you're throwing a party and need some barbecue catered. We can help with that. Whether you're picking up, need it delivered, or a team to come out and serve. With four locations in the News Radio area, visit sonnysbbq.com to learn more or order today. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
You don't have to keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Hughes Hewitt from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's question is not quite a desert island scenario, but it's sort of along those lines. If you could only have one channel on your TV that you kept, what would you keep? 437-1620, 437-1620. Now, let's set up some parameters here, okay? Because
no rules. You said a channel. I came up with one.
Okay, yeah, but if you say Netflix, that cannot be a candidate, okay?
I get that.
Netflix is like the satellite service, you know what I mean? Like it's thousands and thousands of things, and that cannot be eligible. Even I think Prime, you can't say Prime, okay? So too much stuff, but you know,
something on satellite or cable.
Well, I don't want to. There are a couple of streaming services that I think you might like. I mean, Disney maybe,
but that's the same as
it's not the breadth of the library is not quite the same. But you know, I might be willing to allow some of that, but. Yet, I don't think streaming services are a fair entry in this contest. I mean, you know, ABC, Fox News, TBS, MTV, you know, satellite cable channels or over the air, you know, keep one, just one. So you have a one channel television. What would you keep? 437-1620, John, you haven't. You immediately went to the microphone like you were ready to answer.
I was ready right then.
I think I know your answer, but I'm curious if
you. No. Okay. Tell me what you think it is.
ESPN.
Close. NFL Network, baby. Oh,
okay, all right, so still.
You were very close.
And that's actually, that's a more savvy answer than ESPN because I know what you want to watch is you want to watch football games.
24/7.
And if you had to choose between 7 months of the year, I guess when there's not football,
mm-hmm.
7 months of the year of nothing, basically, in order to keep just football, you'd keep the football.
Exactly.
And you'd be willing to give up college, too. Doesn't make you happy.
Right. Not very happy, but
you'd be willing to give it up.
Because they do talk about college on NFL
Network.
There you
go. And so yeah, I would get some coverage. Okay, so that would be your one. Your one would be NFL Network.
Oh, all yeah. Right. And all anybody that knows me will honestly tell you.
All right, 437-1620. What's your one channel? I mean, I know nobody wants to do this, but if, you know, is there a channel out there that if you kept it, you'd feel like, okay, you know, I got enough. What, John, you want to take a stab for me? I actually have two that come to mind, and I'm not sure between them, but I think I actually do know between them. I don't like having a pick between them, but I do have a between them pick. So what do you got? You want to take a stab? You're laughing. I don't know what you're thinking of. It's not VH1, by the way.
Hallmark.
Hallmark. Hilarious.
Well, you got me.
It's Hallmark for sure.
I know.
Definitely. No, I think my answer to this, I was thinking maybe IFC, because they have a lot of my favorite movies, comedies. I love that it's unedited. They also have a lot of series TV, you know, like Raymond and stuff like that. So you can find a lot to watch on IFC, okay? But I think I have a better answer. And this is gonna, I think this is going to surprise everybody.
Probably surprise me.
437-1620, what channel would you keep? I'd keep TCM. Turner Classic Movies.
I can see that.
And
I can see that in you.
And here's why. The number, and I'm assuming that you can like record them and watch them later, you know, you don't have to watch, it doesn't have to be in real time, because the sheer variety of movies that's on TCM is enormous. And
yeah, that library's huge.
Yeah, and if you can't find something you like there, I mean, you just don't like movies. And I was thinking about, you know, what could keep me entertained the most for a single channel out of everything that's out there. And we watch a lot of TCM, and, you know, sometimes we'll watch Ben's Comet. You know, Ben Mankiewicz is one of the guys that does Comet. You know, it sometimes are good, sometimes are not. But the point is, I think TCM would be my pick because it'd be like getting a movie service, sort of, and generally getting mostly better quality movies, not crummy movies. But anyway, that's my answer to the question. I probably would give up IFC in order to get TCM. All right, your text in just a second, 437-1620. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives.
One accident to let you know about, Sears Boulevard and East Olive Road. Not seeing any delays associated with that. Just wanted you to be aware. Let's see here, I-10, I-110, everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, about 300 on the lot. So they have cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, sports cars that are all 1 to 3 or 4 years young, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles is kind of their sweet spot. You know, typically one owner before you, maybe two, but you're going to get a great deal on a car that's not brand new, but in every other way is going to be fantastic. And they warranty everything to 10 years or 100,000 miles, so they'll take care of you. I know for a fact, and they're eager to take care of you. Like, they called me 6 months after we bought our Odyssey and asked me if anything was wrong. I'm like, no, and we already bought a car. What more do you want from me? You know, that's kind of my answer. And they're like, no, just checking in, you know. And I'm like, okay, bye. And then Calvin, same guy, he called me. He was my sales guy. Called me a year afterwards, like, is there anything wrong with the car? And I had the same reaction, like, I already bought a car. You know, and I said, well, one of the physical keys doesn't work. The fob's fine, but the physical key, bring it in. We'll replace it. And in my head, I'm polite enough not to say it out loud, but in my head, I'm like, I bet you will for $150. And so I said, well, how much will that cost? And he said, oh, no, it's on us. You expect the two keys, you get two keys. So I brought it in. They cut a key. It was like 7 minutes later, and I was done. A year after we bought a used car, they asked me if anything was wrong. That's crazy, but it makes sense since their goal is to be the kind of place you want to come back to, that you know they'll take care of you, and you want to do business with them again and again and again, like good neighbors, you know? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, the question of the day, 437-1620. The question is, if you could only keep one channel on your TV and all the rest went away, what would be your one? And I know it's not a question anybody wants to answer because the whole point is to have a lot of them, have options. We love our options. But if you had to keep one, John says NFL Network. I say Turner Classic Movies for very different reasons. But that's, you know, anyway, that's our answer. So, all right, somebody says they'd keep ABC. You know, I could see that. I was thinking about network TV. And certainly in our area, if you're going to keep NBC, CBS, or ABC or Fox, I mean, obviously you keep ABC because it keeps WEAR news. And that'd be your local news. And that's not a small thing to, like, trade off of. Of course, the problem is that the networks, you know, there's a lot of good stuff in the networks and there's a lot of junk in the networks. Stuff, yeah. And, you know, for me, it doesn't quite rise to the same level of entertainment overall for having any network. But, you know, I understand that answer for sure. Somebody says Food Network. Interesting. Okay, all right, or sci-fi. Oh, I understand the sci-fi one. I do. That was actually one of my kind of, you know, top 5 or 10. Because then you start to include things like sci-fi, and AMC is another one that's got a lot of really good programming on it, and I could see how you'd want to keep that. I'm sure some people would say, like, Comedy Central would be another one that would have. Let's see. Somebody says Netflix, Disney, and so on are not channels. They're providers. Yeah, and they're, you know, libraries. They're not channels. So I think it's not fair to put them in the conversation. Somebody says Newsmax. Okay. I'm in the news business. I would not keep a news source.
Me either.
I mean, not because of anything against them, but because I want the entertainment and I can find my news anyway. I mean, I literally get paid to go find the news anyway, you know, so I don't need that particularly. Somebody says one of the over-the-air local channels. and again, I think you'd probably in that you'd pick ABC because WAR has got local news, and they're the only ones that really cover Pensacola. Somebody says, whichever carries the best local news, informative, local, dependable matters day to day. Well, if you can get that on the radio, then maybe. I know. No, I just joke. Let's see. Somebody says Fox News. Okay. And I do understand that, actually. And the History Channel. Oh, that's a good answer, too. History Channel.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, that's a.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot.
There's a lot of content on
that. Yeah, you can lose a lifetime watching the History Channel, and you're not even watching Lifetime.
Bing.
Oh, man. I absolutely deserve Jonathan Green on that, for sure. I'll put my computer on. I told you not to, but there it is.
Boo!
Sorry. Sorry. I deserve it. Me TV is available over the air in lots of variety. Okay, interesting. What's the one that shows all the old TV shows, like Andy Griffith and stuff like that?
Oh, and all the old Westerns.
Yeah. I also can't. It's not AMC. Anyway, somebody will tell me. Let's see. John. Oh, that's a different one. Fox News. Somebody says MeTV. Oh, we got several votes for MeTV. That's kind of an interesting answer. I had not considered that, but I can see it. If you like, can I make a theory? Old TV shows are so good, but they're not. It's like you know it's good, and when you sit there and watch it, you enjoy it, and you feel good. It's kind of like a book. When you force yourself to read a book, you feel good about life. But it's that getting you to sit down and watch it at the pace that it goes versus all the other shows which have a little bit better captivation effect, you know? But if all you had was the old shows to watch, you'd be, like, so happy. They'd be so good. There'd be so much complexity to it and so much nuance. So I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that answer. There was one other one that came to mind for me. No, I think that was it. We're good. So, I had the best text earlier. I want to find it here because I thought it was really good. Somebody said, so, Andrew, I listened to the segment with my son as I drop him off at middle school, and we use this as a good branch out for conversations. Oh, I love that.
That's awesome.
I know. I don't explain this very often, but when we first started doing the frivolous topic, the goal was to be something other than the COVID of the day. You know, which was all we were doing during COVID. And we started doing this. And then I realized, you know, this is valuable to get people to talk, to think, to have conversations at dinner or in the car. You know, if I'm a prompt for you because you think this conversation is interesting, amen, I'm winning. That's my goal, is to enhance your relationships by giving you small talk, things that are fun to talk about. And when I hear that, I actually had somebody who was a debate teacher in high school tell me she uses them, the kids use our frivolous topics in their debate class as warm-ups.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm just like, that's the best compliment anybody could have ever given me. That's great. Oh, somebody says National Geographic. I could see it. That's sort of in the History Channel sort of vicinity,
yeah,
where there's so much variety and so much interesting that you could go to school on that channel. So I like that. 8:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
I'm Terry Village Shashadi, former commanding officer of Naval Air Station Pensacola, and I wanted to personally invite you all to join us on May 8th for the second annual Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament presented by Astro Lincoln. It's going to be held on board Naval Air Station Pensacola at the historic AC Reed Golf Course. There's going to be some great giveaways, contests throughout the course, and we're going to finish up the day with an awesome award ceremony. So to find out more, go on PensacolaNavyDays.org and click on the events page. Come on out and support Pensacola Navy Days and our incredible military community.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Pennair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Just you 57 punks against Kung Fu Joe? Master of karate! Kung Fu! Jiu-Jitsu!
I dream to be the Joker. My smile is a scar.
Ladies, gentlemen, you really got me looking.
We watched The Girlfriend, which is Robin Wright is in and also directs. And I got a lot of very interesting music off of that as, you know, possible bumpers. Because, you know, one of the things my wife always reminds me is, you want to get young people to listen to the show, right? I'm like, yeah. And then, well, you got to play their music. I'm like, yeah.
And so refresh mine, too.
When I can find good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You want more on your side?
Yes. Please.
In your box of music.
I mean, you know, a couple of years now, you know, I'm... Yes, sir.
Okay. John Bickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Let's see here. We're still dealing with the accident that happened on, Sears Boulevard and East Olive Road. No roadblock associated with that, but I am seeing some delays both east and westbound on Olive Road, so just be aware of that. Other than that, I am good. I'm John Bickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, just a small diversion on that topic of the music, you know, and what we play as a you know, fun, but also as a, you know, hey, you're welcome here kind of thing, right? Tim Keller, who's now passed away, my favorite pastor, you know, like nationally known pastor of Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City, he always had a theory, and I tell you this because this might be useful for you at your church, okay, or anything you do, okay? It has applications to radio. It has applications to lots of things. He always said that he does his preaching with the idea that a brand new person is there and that he doesn't want to make them feel left out or like they don't know or they don't speak the lingo. And, you know, he's not ministering only to them, but he's very, very aware of always preaching in such a way that they would feel ministered to, that they would feel
welcome. That's
really
good. Yeah, that's really good.
And, you know, one of the things he says is, you know, if you have a church where it's like everybody's been a Christian for 20 years and nobody's brand new, it's because you built a church that is designed to get those people, right? Institutions are designed to get the results that they're getting, you know? And so if the same thing, if you have a church where there's not a lot of new believers and everybody says, well, we want new people, do you? You know, a lot of people don't.
Mm-mm.
I mean, a lot of people, because new people bring, you know, tumult and uncertainty and challenges and chaos and questions. And, you know, it's different. And so when it comes to the music that you, and again, particularly for church, but it applies to other things. I try to apply this lesson all the time in the way I do this show. But, you know, you want to be, if you present a particular church service that the brand new or non-Christian feels welcome at, then guess what? You'll get brand new and non-Christians. You know, they'll come. And if you present, and if you're not, you know, look in the mirror. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your musical style? What's your worship? What's your way of talking? What language are you using? What kinds of references are you making? And are you, you know, as the old phrase goes, preaching to the choir?
Yep.
You know, are you preaching to the insiders who have already been born again for 20 years? And if you are, well, that's why you don't, the new people, and by, it's more than just that the new person wouldn't wander in off the street and feel comfortable. The people who go there also know this. And they don't, they know that it's not a church where they can invite the brand new person, or they would invite the brand new people or the non, you know what I mean? Like there's, when you go to a church that's really built around, you know, non-Christians coming, then everybody gets that concept. And guess what? They meet people and they bring them because they know that's what the church is built for. And when they know the church is not built for that, there's something in them that clicks off and they don't bother. Anyway, just John, you seem to find value in that. So.
Oh, there's tons. I wish a lot of churches would listen to what you just had to say. Because I've seen it over and over and over.
And, you know, I understand that you can err too much on the other side also, mm-hmm. You know, that it's all just like kind of a marketing welcome center and it's not really, you know, richer, deeper, meaningful kind of stuff. Like that's an error too, but there's definitely a very important truth in the idea that if you don't have brand new people, it's probably because your church or your system or your radio show or your business, you know, is designed to get the results it's getting. So you might want to reconsider that design.
Another good thing is look at the youth at that church.
Right, yes.
How much youth do you have?
Most definitely, right. And do you have young families? Mm-hmm. Do you have, and I mean, there's bigger questions like, you know, do you have multiracial? And if you don't, guess what? Your church is designed to get that. And I know a lot of the, actually, there's several good growing churches here in this area that are very multiracial, and you can tell. And then there's other ones that are not, and you can tell.
Listen on air.